It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks.
I'm Tim Wildman, and in studio with me is a lot of IQ people. 2020 right there. We got 2020 in this room.
Are you saying our IQ is 20?
I wonder if you meant vision.
If you didn't know you were insulted, then,
then your IQ is 20.
And welcome to Trivia Friday today. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman. I am joined in studio by brother Bert Harper. Good morning, Bert.
Good morning, Ed. Good to be with you.
And we are really scraping the bottom of the barrel. JJ is also out. Tony Vitagliano,
good
morning.
Good to be here.
You've been on all week.
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
I got to say, I see the appeal of Trivia Friday. A week of bad news. Talking about it.
We're ready.
I was excited for this today. So,
well, folks, it is first-time caller, as you heard the announcer say. That means you call in if you have never been on the air with us, not if you have tried and not gotten on. If you have never been on the air, here's the number to call, 888-589-8840. That number again is 888-589-8840. If you've never been on the air, we invite you to call and try to get on with us. It is Trivia Friday. That means we three have three questions apiece to challenge you with. We invite you to call in, try to answer one of those, and try to stump the panel with a question of your own, a trivia question of your own. We do ask that you be 11 years old or older. And then one of these original nine questions, Brother Bert, is called the mystery question. What does that mean?
It means that if you answer that question, you'll hear this sound.
The beloved cowbell.
All the way here today.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have any detractors from that today, do we? Oh, we got one. Adam's
well,
here.
You know.
Yeah, Adam's here.
Adam's
son is But if you answer that question and you hear that sound, that means you're going to win a T-shirt, Learning University T-shirt.
Yeah, and these are a new design. We've had two other designs for our T-shirts. A couple of years without a new design. And so this is a new design for the T-shirt. It's a light gray color and has the Learning University crest on it with some of the things that very colorful. Some of the things we're known for, the phone, the microphone, the question marks, the popcorn. So you will win a T-shirt if you answer that mystery question correctly. By the way, if you'd like to take a look at it, maybe you're just listening, not watching online, you can go to resources.afa.net, resources.afa.net. You can take a look at the T-shirt, and you can order one. Maybe you don't want to take a chance that you're calling in and you're going to answer the mystery question
it's
correctly.
One of the best designs I think we've had for that T-shirt.
It is.
I really like it. Very colorful.
Colorful, and so that's about a month old, and so it's still fairly new.
Right. A lot better than the caricatures that they had in the first T-shirt, right?
There was a charm to those.
Oh, is that what you call it?
Charm. That actually wasn't the first one. The first one
really
was a Learning University crest, and it had Tim Wildman's silhouette in the middle. That was the first design.
I remember that now. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
And then they had the one with the caricatures of Tim and JJ and I. Actually, I'm not sure where JJ is. I think he's out of town or something. But
probably in Kansas.
Probably. If he's on the road, he's probably in Kansas. All right. I think we've got our all our kind of rules out of the way. And so I guess we can start. I'll start, Brother Bert. You go, and then Tony, you're the newbie, relatively new. You've been on before. Oh, and so we got Marcos. He's got his T-shirt on.
Old school T-shirt.
That's the original.
That's actually worth $5,000. If you sell it on eBay instead of a hot ticket item.
Okay, and by the way, I did mention if you're watching online, you can watch on YouTube or Facebook. Just search for Today's Issue or Today's Issues or Today's Issues Live. I forget which one goes with which platform, but you can watch the video stream of this, or you can go to our own streaming platform, stream.afa.net, stream.afa.net. All right, I think we're ready to go. Here are my three questions. An ornithologist is a scientist that studies what? This tip of the hat to John. John, you know who you are. An ornithologist is a scientist that studies what? Second question, which anniversary is called the coral anniversary? Which anniversary is called the coral anniversary? And you better not forget it.
I don't know. That's got to be one of the later ones. You're just digging down at the bottom of the barrel. Hey, babe, here's a piece of coral for you.
They run out of rubies. Yeah, they run out of pearls.
Valuable gems have already gone.
I'm not sure that you actually give coral, but this is what it's called. But that's a good question. I should have looked that up. And then a true-false question. In a room of just 23 people, there's a 50-50 chance of at least two people having the same birthday. Is that true or false? Do you guys understand that?
I got you.
In a room of just 23 people, there's a 50-50 chance of at least two people having the same birthday. Is that true or false?
That's what I said. It means it changes at 22 or 24. You're out of luck.
Maybe. Who knows?
Here's my three. First one is my Bible question. When and where did Jesus sing? When and where did Jesus sing? Second question, Andy Griffith Show. Where does Barney stay when he vacations in Raleigh? You know, that's a long way off from Mayberry.
Yeah, back in those days.
Where does Barney stay when he vacations in Raleigh? The third question, and I really like this question. I saw this, thought about it.
Is this personal?
Yeah, it's personal. Yeah. It's personal. Okay. What was the first ever action figure? Okay. And I'm going to give
multiple choice. Okay. Sam.
Buck Rogers, Superman, or G.I. Joe? Okay. Which one was the first action figure? And no, they are not dolls. They're action
figures.
Right.
That's right.
Action figures, guys?
That's exactly right.
That's right. All right, Tony.
All right. My first question is my Bible question, and this is a shout-out to our own Pastor Joseph Parker, who was stumping all of the AFA employees with his devotional. We have devotional every morning, and his turn, he decided to throw out some trivia of his own. So, my Bible question is, who wrote the most words in the Bible? Who wrote the most words in the Bible?
And it's not a trick question.
You're not talking about the Holy Spirit.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's right. My next question is, what expensive designer flooring was used for the grand staircase on the Titanic? Now, I got to give a shout out to my wife, Whitney. This was a question from her. What expensive designer flooring was used for the grand staircase on the Titanic? And then my third question is, which U.S. state is closest to Africa?
I like it.
Those are my three.
Wow. All three very good questions. And only one of them, you're only responsible for one of them. That's very wise.
That's called outsourcing right there.
Well, you got your start in IT, so you should be used to the outsourcing.
Yes, unfortunately, yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones, Brother Bert.
Okay, let's go to Texas and talk to Stacy. Stacy, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Well,
hi, Stacy.
Yeah, first time callers. So, where are you from in Texas?
Charlottesville.
Okay. Now, Tim would know where that was,
yes,
right?
Yes, he didn't know what highway goes by.
Sorely missing the geography expert here.
I thought I knew a lot until I talked to Tim. Okay.
Well, now, Stacy, let me throw a little geography in here. Do you live near a Dollar General?
Probably about 30 miles.
Oh, 30 miles.
You are way out there.
Woo. You're on the boonies.
I tell my husband, whenever we tell people that are coming to our house, go to the sticks, and then go 5 miles past.
Well, listen, the CEO of Dollar General is listening right now, and he's about to put one right next to you.
Yeah, that's right.
That keeps him up at night.
Right, 2 blocks away. All right, Stacy, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right. Which one do you want to try to answer?
The Andy Griffith one.
Oh, wow.
We love the Andy Griffith one.
Okay. Now, we have 3 Andy Griffith show fans here that's on this one. And so if you get this one, you are top notch. Here it is. Where does Barney stay when he
episodes.
Okay, where does Barney stay when he vacations in Raleigh?
At the YMCA.
Wow.
That is a fan.
YMCA.
Yeah,
that's
a fan.
That's it. Matter of fact, it's the corner room in the YMCA. He has it reserved for him.
You know, he's always joking around. I love that show. And he's always joking around with Andy about how late he stays up. You know, I think he says one time he stayed up till 11.
Yeah. What a character.
And that he's having a good time.
Yeah. Yes, he's having a good time. And does he write letters when he's on vacation and Floyd reads it or whatever?
He has before.
Yes, he has before.
He is a character. How he came about, they were on, you know, No Time for Sergeants.
Yes.
Right. And then he heard that Andy was going to do this show. And he's the one that contacted Andy Griffith and says, well, a sheriff needs a deputy, don't they?
Oh.
And he, yes.
Well, he helped make that show.
Listen,
I don't think it would have survived.
Arguably he was.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Andy obviously was a big part of it, too.
Yeah.
Dynamic.
So, okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, what question do you have for us, Stacy?
Okay. I'll ask an Andy Griffith one, too.
Oh, great.
Okay. So it was an episode where it was Aunt Bee's birthday, and she had her eye on something she really wanted, and she was dropping hints to Andy to get it to her, but he got her something else instead of what she really wanted. What did he get her?
Oh, man.
I know that episode.
I know what she wanted. She wanted the bedroom, I guess.
Yeah, the night jacket or whatever.
Yeah,
all right, now, Stacy, don't say yes or no. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here. Wasn't it a case of jars?
Of mason jars.
Mason jars.
To can.
Yeah, for canning.
I think that's
Wasn't that it?
I believe it is.
That was it.
All right,
let it go. Okay.
All right, now, Stacy. for a Learning University t-shirt, Ooh. We're going to have a follow-up question for you from that episode, okay?
Okay.
All right. So the show, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think I am, that episode opens up with the mayor coming up to Andy and Opie when they're fishing. And Andy has a fishing rod that is just... apparently magical. He can get fish every time with it. And he has a nickname for the fishing rod. And the mayor wants it. And eventually there's a trade for the bed jacket for this fishing rod. What was Andy's nickname for the fishing rod? If you get it right, we'll send you a t-shirt.
I'm asking my husband.
Hey, that's allowed.
You can call it. Yeah. What do they call that? A lifeline.
Yeah, calling it a lifeline.
Oh.
We'll give you another 5 seconds.
Now, look, your husband can't start streaming the episode. scrubbing to it.
He says it's called Bertha.
No.
That's a good guess.
That was going to be my second Andy Griffith show.
You have one?
No, I don't. But I thought about debated Eagle Eye Annie.
Eagle Eye Annie.
Eagle Eye Annie.
Eagle Eye Annie was it. Now we remember.
Right.
Well, listen, it is a great episode, and half of those kind of make you, it clutches you.
It does.
You know, because his love for Aunt Bee was just one of those just very sweet things. But Eagle Eye Annie was the name of his fishing rod. And that mayor, of course, was just such a kind of, he's a typical politician. Well, anyway, Stacy, thank you so much, you and your husband both, for listening to American Family Radio. And good job as a first-time caller.
Yes.
So,
God bless you, Stacy.
Okay.
Where
are
we going next?
North Carolina, and it's Sandy. Welcome, Sandy. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you for letting me on. First time trier and first time getter owner.
So. Oh, wow.
All right. Wow.
Well, you've made some of our callers jealous. Some of them call for months. And right. first time trier.
I was about it.
Yeah. Well, yes. Where do you live in North Carolina, Sandy?
The area I live in is called Conley Springs, which is it's about halfway between Charlotte and Asheville on Interstate 40.
Okay. Oh, wow.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'm going to do both, if you don't mind.
All right. We don't. We like it. Which one you want to try to answer?
The birthday, true or false question.
All right. Here's the question. In a room of just 23 people, there's a 50-50 chance of at least two people having the same birthday. Is that true or false? What say you, Sandy?
I'm going to say it's true.
It is 100% true.
Wow.
It is called the birthday paradox. I have no idea why it's true, but I looked it up just to make sure I had it right, and it is absolutely true. In a room of just 23 people, 50-50 chance of at least two of them having the same birthday. And to your point, when I asked the question, Bert, I'm not sure what happens if it's 22 people or 24 people, but
it either goes up or down.
Yeah, I don't know. So
mathematically, probably goes up.
So Sandy, how did you know that? Did you know it? Did you just guess since it was true false, or did you look it up?
Well, I did not look it up. I mathematically thinking about it, I thought, well, if it's 23 or 24 people in a room and there's 52 weeks in a year, if you double the number of people in a room, you basically got the same number of weeks in a year sitting there in that room. So I thought it's going to be a pretty good chance that it's going to be true.
Are you a math person? Do you like
no,
math?
No, sir, I am not.
Okay, so because because that was a pretty good math person kind of explanation.
It was.
It's not
my
the
brain
way my,
was swallowing me.
My mind doesn't work that way. So, well done, sir. What's your question for us?
Well, it's about Wendy's restaurants.
All right.
So it's a two part question, if you don't mind that.
We don't.
The first part would be, there are two Bible verses posted inside Wendy's restaurants. What are they? And the second part has nothing to do with the Bible at all. Wendy, the young lady Wendy, has freckles. How many freckles does Wendy have?
Oh, well.
How many times have you eaten at Wendy's, Sandy?
Yeah, you sit there and count the number of freckles, but that's actually a really good question because it's a pretty small little drawing, so it can't be that many. All right.
Have to have three on either side. Surely it's symmetrical. Wouldn't you think it was symmetrical?
I would think. Well, let's do that part first.
Yeah.
So how many do you think?
I'm going to go six.
All right. I'm going to go eight.
Yeah, I'm going to go with six.
All right. Six or eight, Sandy, that's the guesses we have on the table.
There's 10, five per side.
Oh, 10, wow. But you were right. It is symmetrical.
Okay.
So five per side.
They're not placed symmetrically, but they are the same number on each side.
Okay. Bible verse.
All right, Bible verse, where is
we
it?
We don't cut corners. That's not it. it may be in the Message.
Man, the
Message Bible?
Yeah. Man does not live on fries alone. I don't know here.
I have no idea. I'm going to go back and check it out when I go to Wendy's and see.
Do you have a guess, Tony?
I do not.
You got us stumped. Sandy, what's the answer?
It's John 3:16-17.
Wow.
Okay, and so where is it? Is it in the restaurant?
Usually when you're placing your order, there's a counter there on each side of that counter, and each end of the counter is a wall, and it'll be on one of those walls.
I'm going to check that out sometime.
Is it in your Wendy's?
Now, that's a good question. Yeah. Is it all Wendy's or just yours?
Well, it's the ones I've been to in North Carolina all have it. I can't
Okay.
They're franchises of different people. You know, one individual own different ones, and then they have the privilege of putting certain things.
Well, that would make sense.
It would be.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm going to check ours out and see.
Well, we're talking to Sandy Thomas, the grandson of Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's.
All right, Sandy. Hey, good work here on Trivia Friday. Well done.
Okay.
All right. Sir, I really enjoyed it. Love you guys.
All right. Thank you. Love you too, Sandy. Brother.
Ready
Appreciate
to go?
That. Yeah, let's go.
Okay. In Arkansas, it is Sissy. Cece, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, where in Arkansas do you live?
Jonesboro.
Oh, wow.
Jonesboro.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've a lot
been
of listeners there.
Yeah. Well, you want to answer, ask, or both?
Answer.
Okay.
Ornithologist.
Oh, okay. Here's my question. An ornithologist is a scientist that studies what? What do you say, Cece?
Birds.
That is correct. Wow. An ornithologist
well done.
Studies birds. Man, I've had two questions answered already.
I bet he and Alfred Hitchcock got together.
Maybe.
That movie scared me when I was a young man.
Hey, listen.
8 years old, 9 years old, and I saw that.
Me as well. I went out, and man, I see blackbirds, I'd run the other way for sure.
Crows especially.
So my Latin is lacking. I'm trying to figure out where birds are related in this word ornithologist.
Well, it is Latin. It comes from a Latin word. I think it's probably, I don't think it's Greek. I think it's Latin.
Okay.
And I don't know the Latin word. If
okay,
you're...
well, I'm going to put you on
the Yeah, no, I
Latin
don't.
Word for
I could look it
ornos,
up.
Which means the bird.
I got the ology part, but
yeah, that's
yes, ology. So now, Cece, did you know that? You guess? Did you look it up? How did you know that?
I kind of knew it.
Okay.
Oh,
all
wow.
right.
That's great.
Well, listen, well done. Now, you don't have a question for us? Is that what? Or do you?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
All right. Well, thank you, Cece.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to American Family Radio and Trivia Friday, and you have a blessed weekend.
Okay. Got time for another one.
Let's go.
Break.
Well, we'll hold the break just a little bit and go to our next one. What now?
Well, I was going to say, isn't Mama an ornithologist?
my wife is about as close as you can get without having a degree. She knows a lot about birds.
Well, my wife loves to collect bird houses.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, okay.
Small ones and different ones. So I don't know what you call
for
that.
For outside or inside?
Mostly inside. She decorates with them. We got a back porch and all over. You got a birdhouse here.
Yeah.
But I hope they don't nest inside.
Oh,
I'll put it that way.
Now, and then you put them outside. Hey, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and we'll go ahead and start the break. We're going to start the break and then we'll go back.
Hold on, Ann. Don't hang up. Stay there.
Yeah. And just hang on there. You put them outside, and you never know what's going to wasps might or squirrels or what have you. So, if you want to keep them clean and decorative, having them inside is probably a good idea.
And birds love pillows on the inside of a porch.
What do you mean?
They'll make a nest there
in pillows.
Pillows.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I have. Had bad thoughts sometimes about
me and you birds.
About the birds around
on a porch.
It's bad
especially
when they've already
covered.
Laid their eggs.
Yeah. Especially if
yeah,
it's
exactly.
covered.
Yeah.
So, all right. Ed Vitagliano, Bert Harper, Tony Vitagliano. We're your professors here on Learning University. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We are going to take a short break, and we will be back. And Daniel, Scott, Kate, Donna, we're coming your way. We would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Preborn. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, it's a divine connection. And the majority of the time, she will choose life, but they can't do it without our help. Preborn needs us, the pro-life community, to come alongside them. One ultrasound is just $28. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby or visit preborn.com/AFR.
The AFR app is a powerful tool, but it does have limitations. You can't use it to change the oil in your vehicle or get rid of carpet stains. It won't walk the dog, won't pick up the dry cleaning, or take the kids to practice. But while you're doing those things, you can listen to your favorite AFR content through the app on your phone, smart device, or Roku. Just go to your app store or visit AFR.net. Listen to AFR wherever you go with the AFR app.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano, Bert Harper, Tony Vitagliano. Brother Bert, what's that music from?
I could just visualize this big fat man walking up and they get his silhouette.
Yeah.
And it's Alfred Hitchcock Presents. That's
well,
it, man.
We've mentioned the birds.
Yeah.
And somebody, I think Adam Suddeth had a good idea of playing the music. We always try to come back with the theme from some show, and I'm not sure that we've ever played that before. Maybe we have. But Alfred Hitchcock Presents. Those were all black and white, weren't they?
They were black and white. They were. Yes. Some of them were scary.
Yeah, no, listen. And we were talking about during the break, The Twilight Zone, The Outer Limits.
I say Outer, man, it was weird when they'd say Outer Limits.
The Outer Limits.
That's it. Yeah.
We now return control of your television set. That was at the end of the program. I think they've had, you know, redos of those shows over the years, but nothing can match those original Rod Serling on The Twilight Zone. All right, folks, before we go back to the phones, we're going to reset our questions. I've had two answered, so I'll have to replace those. Here's my first question that I have remaining anyway. Which anniversary is called the Coral Anniversary? And here's two that I will add. This one's a little gross, folks. What is a group of cockroaches called? And then question.
Fire and gasoline.
That's how you solve the problem. And then a science question. How far does light travel in a year, commonly called a light year?
Okay, here's my Bible question. When and where did Jesus sing? This is in the New Testament.
I have no idea what his voice was like. So
better than mine, I guarantee.
If you're an apostle, do you go, Jesus, maybe stick to preaching? Or since he's the Son of God, is his voice beautiful? Anyway.
I'll let you ask that question.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
When and where did Jesus sing? And this one, what was the first ever action figure? Not a doll, action figure.
Right.
You got to know that. Buck Rogers, Superman, G.I. Joe, one of those. And a true and false question. Flamingos can eat only with its head upside down. I guarantee you they're standing on one leg. Yeah, that's true or false. And I guarantee you they're standing on one leg doing it, though.
My kids have tried. upside down. Yeah.
Well, is that true or false? Yeah. Flamingos can eat only with its head upside down.
If JJ was here, he would have a flamingo joke. He'd have a joke for all of these. All right, Tony, you're up.
All right, my first question, Bible question. Who wrote the most words in the Bible? What expensive designer flooring was used for the grand staircase on the Titanic?
That'll preach right there.
And which U.S. state?
It went down for sure.
Well, you invest in this world.
Which U.S. state is closest to Africa?
Oh, wow. Well, Ann has been holding. Ann, thank you for holding from Arkansas. Thank you for calling, Ann.
Hi.
Yes.
Thank you for being patient.
Yeah.
Where do you live in Arkansas?
I lived in Texarkana for 11 years now.
Oh, wow.
Texarkana.
Just across the river from Texarkana, Texas, huh?
5 miles away.
Okay. Well, you want to ask, answer, or both?
I would like to answer the one about who wrote the most words.
Yes, ma'am. So that is, who wrote the most words in the Bible?
I believe that would be Moses.
That is correct.
Very good.
Yes, he wrote the Pentateuch.
That's right. Now, Pastor Joseph Parker, who you mentioned when you asked that question, he was asking us during he did devotion, I think, on Wednesday, and I think he stumped.
He stumped the whole.
But we didn't stump Ann. She knew.
Way to go, Ann.
Because he went down. Who was next? After Moses.
And you ought to save those for.
Yeah, I do. And people kept throwing out Paul. So we kept saying Paul. And finally we got to him.
He was down the line some. Well done, Ann. What's your question for us? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say those first five books, they had a lot of words in them.
Yeah, they did.
You get into
Leviticus, and it goes on a long time.
And just like Peter said about Paul, hard to be understood.
Yes, that's right.
Go ahead, Ann, for your question.
Okay. So I teach Spanish to middle schools. And
okay.
So I would I would like to know if you know. There is a group of people that makes the rules of the Spanish language. What are they called?
Make the rules of the Spanish language?
Yes.
Okay.
They decide what's correct.
It's a group of, so it's a group of people who...
A group of people from different countries.
Okay.
Okay. Now, all right. I got to ask this now, and this is not a trick question, right, or a riddle or anything, right?
No.
Okay.
No. This is a true group of people that every few years they make up the rules of the language and send them out, make sure that.
Well, I'll say this about English: it seems like nobody made any rules, or they had too many rules, one or the other. This I have never heard of anything like this. This
Me
is going to be this,
man.
This is. This is a real going to be a real learner. You have a guess?
I'm going to guess college.
College.
I know a little bit of Spanish, but I don't know.
Who makes the rules?
Makes the rules for it. Yeah.
See.
Yeah. All right. And this
idiomas,
is.
What
now?
We don't know.
Neyamo?
Okay. Okay. They're called the Spanish Royal Academy.
When you said Spanish, I was going to say the Spanish Inquisition, the Spanish Royal Academy.
Okay,
now let me just ask you this, Ann, because yes. There's a difference between Castilian?
Castilian.
How do you pronounce it?
Castilian.
Spanish, mm-hmm. And then what would it be in like Mexico? Is that just Mexicans or what kind of Spanish is that?
Well, it just depends because, you know, like the United States has different everyone like pop versus Coca-Cola versus soda.
Okay. All right.
It's just like that in Spanish. So
okay.
It depends on the region.
All right. So the what is it again? That's very interesting.
The Spanish Royal Academy.
The Spanish
translation to English.
Okay.
So. Do they meet at one place each time or different places, Anne? I just wondered.
I don't remember where they meet, if it's in a particular place. I had a professor who was kind of knowledgeable of them, you know, at one point. So she told us all about how they lay out the rules and where they're very, it's really, really cool to see what they come up with. They'll explain it to you and everything.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, Ann, thank you so much. That's very interesting. And this panel and our listeners learned something. So
amen.
That's part of what we do.
So the English Royal Academy needs to meet, and they need to get rid of the semicolon. They need to just get rid of it. Nobody knows where it's used, what it's for.
I know where it's used.
So that would be my vote.
I like the semicolon. And I just got to be honest, this is very disappointing. That you do not approve of the semicolon.
Didn't follow in your footsteps. Yeah.
All right. Anyways, thank you, Ann. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Okay. We're going to Texas and talk to Scott. Scott, thank you for calling today.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
My favorite professors today.
Oh, wow. Well, hey. Favorite.
Wow.
Hey, Tony.
I've only been on here a handful of times. I'm already a favorite. Doing pretty well.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate those kind words. Where do you live in Texas?
I live in Amarillo by morning.
Oh, wow.
Amarillo by morning.
I've got to ask, do you go to the Big Texan and eat?
I have been there several times. I have not tried the 72-ounce steak. I'm not big enough for that.
That's it, man. If you ever go through Amarillo, stop there. It's worth stopping and just seeing what all they have.
Brother Bird, is your picture on the wall?
No, it's not. I haven't been there that much. I've been there two times, but it was worth it, man. Yeah. Amarillo.
Now, in my life, I could put away some food. I would love to have taken one of those. I can't do it now. I'm afraid I'd drop dead of a heart attack. I'm too old to do that kind of thing, but... That would be a challenge to eat the 72-ounce steak, but is there a bunch of other stuff?
You got to eat the whole meal.
That's too much.
I saw a guy at the Garden of the Gods in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Yeah.
We had gone through there. We came through Amarillo to get there, and I saw this really small guy wearing the shirt.
And he had done that.
It's like the guy that eats all the hot dogs, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The Nathan
can be skinny.
Yeah, skinny. And that guy wore the T-shirt, and I said, did you really do it? And he said, yeah, I did it.
That's how he got the T-shirt.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, you got a question or answer? Which one you want?
Well, I'm going to do both, and I think I'm going to take a shot at the coral anniversary.
All right, here we go, Scott. Which anniversary is called the coral anniversary?
I think it's the 35th anniversary.
It is. Year 35 of marriage. All right. Well done. Now, are you married, Scott?
I am. 16 years.
16. Okay. You got a while to go.
Got a while to find a piece of coral. Got
some time.
I've got to go and make up for it. I didn't do anything for
oh,
the coral.
I didn't either. I don't know how this came across while I was looking something up
when
here.
When we go to the beach, you can just pick a... find a piece of coral in the sand and just
here it is, darling.
Yeah, here it is. I blew it on year 35. We've got year 45 coming up this next month in June, so I got to find out what that is. Scott, how did you know that?
I looked it up. My wife and I do everything for each anniversary. We kind of look them all up every year, but I could not remember the 35th, so I or the coral anniversary, so I looked it up.
Well, yeah, nothing wrong with that. We encourage research, you know. So what's your question for us?
Well, the largest canyon in the United States is the Grand Canyon. What is the name of the second largest canyon, and where is it located?
Wow. All right. Now, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Scott, so don't say yes or no. I think we've had this a number of years ago. I think it's someplace in Texas.
Really?
Because it's a place I never thought would have, like, a big canyon. I think it's a place in Texas. I do not remember the name of it.
I know the deepest is Hell Canyon on the river there in Idaho.
Okay.
And it's the deepest.
Okay.
It's not... If you say Texas,
you can get something different.
I was going to say Bryce Canyon Utah.
You can get something different.
Utah. Bryce Canyon.
Bryce Canyon in Utah?
Yeah.
We all good with that?
No, I'm going to go with someplace in Texas.
Okay.
Would it be Big Bend?
I don't remember the name of
it. We obviously don't know.
All right, so
we
got a couple of different answers. That's what you get with a panel of three geniuses. So, Scott, give us the answer.
Well, Ed, you are correct. It is in Texas, and it's about 25 miles southeast of Amarillo.
Oh,
and it's
wow.
Caladura Canyon.
It's called what?
It's a state park, and it's the second Caladura Canyon. Caladuro.
Okay. I didn't remember the name of it.
It's a state park, and it's the second busiest state park in the state of Texas.
Okay. Wow.
I see why, man.
Yeah.
Caladura Canyon.
You say... begins with a P, as in Paul, or what is it? What letter does it begin with, Scott?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Oh,
wait. P.
P-A-L-O.
Okay. Paladuro. That's near Armadillo.
Yeah.
Amarillo.
We got those around here.
So you could go to Amarillo for two things: the big steak and then the big canyon.
Right. Amen.
So
that's good.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
You can also see the Cadillac Ranch as well.
Been there, done that.
You've done that.
Yeah.
Is that with the Cadillacs buried?
Yeah,
they're
buried. That's it. Okay, yeah. Yeah. That's a great trek to go out there. There's a lot of places to stop and see.
Yeah.
It's very flat, right?
Yeah, you can see where you're going.
That's right. All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
God bless you.
Okay. Let's go to North Carolina and go to Kate. Kate, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, I see on my screen that you're 12 years old. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
okay.
Man.
Well, that's very brave for a 12-year-old.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not nervous, are you, Kate? Because there's millions of people listening. You're not nervous, are you?
No.
No.
Okay.
That's
all right.
It.
Doesn't sound nervous.
No.
All right, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Kate?
Both.
All right, which one you want to answer?
The cockroach one.
Okay.
Ooh.
What is a group of cockroaches called, Kate? What's your answer?
An intrusion.
It is. It's called an intrusion of cockroaches.
Man. Very good.
Way to go.
By the way, when I looked this up, I found out there are two I would have taken any of these names. A group can also be called a swarm or a crunch.
That's what I like. I was gonna call it a smash, but crunch is better.
Yeah. So hey, Kate, that's a pretty unusual group name. How did you know that?
My grandma told me.
Wow.
Oh, grandma. Yay for grandparents.
Yeah,
man,
that's
we pitch them a lot.
We know a thing or two.
Yeah, we do.
So well done. Excellent job. Tip of the hat to your grandmother. What is your question for us?
A squirrel, a bird, and a monkey see a grape in a tree. Which one gets to the grape first?
All right, say that again.
A squirrel, a bird, and a monkey see a grape in a tree. Which one gets to the grape first?
Grapes.
I like a good riddle.
I am so bad at riddles.
Grapes are on vines. Is this a trick question?
We need Mr. Tim here.
Yeah. Now that's riddle. That they that's, are, but are they vines that
grape
that ever crawl up a tree or are they
not
just
used to, no they're usually
like
on a trellis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a trick. Maybe you think it's a trick question.
Well, I don't know. If I were guessing, okay, tree. Monkey and a grape, they don't go together.
Well, yeah. If it's not a trick question, I would say the bird is already, already up in the tree.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at riddles, I don't even guess.
Kate, you're going to have to help us out.
I think you may have stumped
America,
us.
Let America know this question. Answer.
The answer is none because grapes don't grow on trees.
Ah, you had it, bird.
Hey, you were doing well.
Way to go.
That's a clever riddle.
Not only is it a riddle, it's a trick question riddle. I didn't stand a chance. I'm terrible at riddles, and you throw a trick in it, I'm doomed. Kate, did you come up with that, or did your grandma help you with that one?
My grandpa helped me with that one.
You got some smart grandparents.
Yeah, let it go.
Cheering for grandparents.
Amen. Kate, thank you
My
so much.
Loves the show.
What now?
My grandpa loves the show.
Oh, okay. Well, what about you? You don't love it?
Yeah, I do.
A little bit.
You may have a few other things that you like to do better. That's fine. Thank you so much, Kate. And you and your grandparents have a blessed weekend.
Have a great summer.
What a blessing.
And a great
Thank
summer.
You.
Amen. Thank you. Well, let's go. Man, Arkansas is calling today. Man,
wow.
Hey, Donna, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, what part of Arkansas do you live?
Pocahontas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yes.
It's in between Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pocahontas. Well, do you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to try to do both.
Okay, which question?
I think I want to try to answer the two-part Bible question about where Jesus sang.
Okay.
I know it's in Matthew.
Okay, let me give it to you first.
Let me give the question again.
Let me repeat it. When and where did Jesus sing?
When and where?
Yeah, when.
Where was in the upper room?
Yes.
During the, I can't think what it's called.
What were they doing?
Celebrating Passover.
That's right. Last supper.
Wow. Woo. Donna, that is good. Spectacular.
Good.
Yeah.
There it is.
Oh, there we go.
A delayed.
That was a lame cowbell.
I think there's reasons behind that.
Yeah.
Ringing, don't y'all guys?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I think we need to.
You did kind of hear it, didn't you, Donna?
Let's give it one more time.
Let's try it one more time. There you go.
That's
what we're talking about.
You don't ring a cowbell timidly right here. That's not one thing they're known for. So.
That was the mystery question, Donna. You know
Very
what that
good,
means?
Donna.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that means after you ask us your question, stay on hold, and Adam will put you on hold, and Cindy will get your address so we can send you the Learning University T-shirt.
That's right.
Okay, way to go. Pocahontas, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Does she have a question for
us? Yeah, you have a question for us, Don?
Yes. Yes, I believe I do. who quote or who said this statement? The person that controls the food controls the world.
The person who controls the food controls the world. Hmm.
I got an answer, but I don't think. Oh, McDonald.
Oh, McDonald. Ray Kroc. Ray Kroc. Oh, all right. Ooh. Well, we do have one guess. Adam Suddoth, our producer today, says maybe Bill Gates. Do you have a guess, Tony?
I don't know. I don't think he's a good. That doesn't seem like a good guy would be.
Well, Bill Gates.
Yeah, but he has started that alternative to real meat.
Yeah,
he controls the food. Controls
the
world.
Goodness.
Well,
I don't know. I
think you stumped us. What's the answer, Donald?
I think it's Roosevelt, President Roosevelt.
Oh,
which Roosevelt?
Oh, I don't know. Franklin, I think.
It would probably
be
Franklin, because that was during the Depression that he was serving, and there was the food shortage, the food lines. So I figure that'd be a logical answer anyway.
Okay.
I'd say that.
FDR?
Well,
that's who I think it was President Franklin.
Okay.
Roosevelt.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, I'm so happy.
Well, I'm going to put you on hold, and then Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we will get a Learning University T-shirt out to you just as soon as possible. Okay, man, I have had let's go back to the phones. I've had four questions answered. When we come back when we get to the break, I'm going to have to find some more questions. So let's go back to the phones.
Okay, let's go to Tennessee, and it's Daniel. Daniel, thank you for calling today.
Hello.
Yes. What part of Tennessee you live, Daniel?
I'm in Dunlap, about 30 miles north of Chattanooga.
Oh, wow. Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's pretty country.
Pretty country. Yeah. I love it up there. It is. Well, Daniel.
The Sequatchie Valley.
Okay.
Really beautiful.
Yeah. Great.
Okay,
great.
I'd like to do both.
Well, which question?
How about the first action figure?
Okay. That's one I had. Let me give it to you. And again, when I saw this, I said, I got to ask that.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the first ever action figure? I got a multiple choice. Buck Rogers, Superman, or G.I. Joe?
Okay. I guessed right, but then I went online and verified. G.I. Joe.
Woo! That's right. G.I. Joe. Man, yes. That's it.
Real American hero.
When I was a kid, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
a neighbor.
Whoever did that, males thank him for doing it.
Yeah.
Rather than the
seriously, masculine. I got one when I was a kid. I don't know how old I was, but man, that was so popular.
So was there a cartoon? Because I grew up watching the cartoon.
There was a cartoon later.
But that was later. Okay.
Later.
So,
yeah,
there
so this
a
is
cartoon
probably
or
of the 60s that the toy came along.
Yeah. Okay.
Or the action figure, I mean.
Okay.
I mean, mine, you know, had a helmet and a rifle. And
they came up with action figures for biblical action figures, you know, Samson and all that.
Yeah.
And they had one of Jesus. Now, what do you do with Jesus as an action figure if you got boys?
Yeah.
Don't be rough with Jesus. Don't put Jesus on the shelf.
Yeah,
That is close to the line.
It is.
Getting in big trouble.
It is. So
well,
we took
better,
that
he
action.
He better win every time.
Yeah. We took that action figure away from our boys.
Yeah.
So we didn't know what to do with Jesus.
And then action figures for Samson, I guess, did it come with Philistines for him to beat up? Or what?
It had the jawbone.
Jawbone. had the gates of the city, man.
Yeah.
Removable hair. Yeah.
But what would you do with, like, the apostles? I mean, they preached. You know, like maybe they could go fishing. I don't know. Peter
you can't
had a fish,
take good
a
things.
Net.
You can't take good things too far. Is that what I hear?
Yeah, that's true.
I think so. Hey, way to go, Daniel. Do you have a question for us?
A while back, you guys had trivia about Tolkien's Lord of the Rings trilogy, and I thought of this question way back the last time you had it, and it was, who was the owner, caretaker of the Prancing Pony?
I know this one.
You know this one?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just explain what so people go, what, Prancing Pony? Okay, so in the Lord of the Rings, the hobbits travel to the Prancing Pony, and they're going to meet Aragorn.
Mm-hmm.
And So it's a tavern.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tavern. So I just wanted our listeners to know Prancing Pony is it's a kind of a masculine thing.
Yes, it was written in the
after G.I. Joe. Yeah. After G.I. Joe, you needed to explain that.
This is not a
that's not the horse G.I. Joe rode.
This is yeah, that's right. All right. So Tony, you know the answer?
Yeah, Barlam and Butterbur.
Absolutely.
Woo, way to go, Tony.
Way to go.
What a contribution, I think. Can't answer geography questions. Can't answer historical questions. But, man, rose to the occasion.
That is great.
One Lord of the Rings question.
Way to go, Daniel.
All right, folks.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you, brother. All right, folks. We are going to take a five-minute break for news. You are listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. This is first-time callers. So here's the number to call if you want to get on the show. That means you have never been on the air with us here on Trivia Friday before. The number to call is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman today. I'm joined on the panel by Bert Harper and Tony Vitagliano. When we come back after our five-minute break for news, we will reset our questions and go back to the phones.